DW.
Time was the closest I'd ever been to Russia was through the words of Pasternak, Solzhenitsyn and Dostoevsky. But that was before I made Berlin my home. In the early days of my being here, back when the wall, though 5 years gone, still visibly divided the city, I moved into a flat in the former East. It was on a cobbled street across from a newsstand that sold Russian papers, and above a cafe whose modest menu gave pride of place to the meaty flavours of Solyanka and borscht. I ate them enthusiastically and became accustomed, whenever questioned about where I came from, to hearing people tell me they spoke no English because they had Russian at school. The cafe, like the cobbles, like the newsstand, have all been removed or replaced by the ever-shifting sands of time. But even now, those who grew up in the East will sometimes reference their language classes as a means of giving context to their heritage. Which is not to say they unanimously embraced them. Far from it. The story of Russian Berlin is complex, and like so much in this city, a tale of two halves. In the early 1920s, more than 300,000 refugees fleeing the revolution at home arrived here. Of those who stayed for any length of time, most settled in the western district of Charlottenburg, thereby lending it the local nickname Charlottengrad. A century down the line, Berlin's Russian community numbers around 22,000. Many live in that same pocket of the city where their forebears planted roots, and where the trappings of what they brought with them endures in the form of specialist shops, entertainment venues, schools, an Orthodox church, synagogues, and, of course, bars and restaurants. The oldest is the samovar. And to step through its doors is to step into another world, in another era of curtains, chandeliers, plush velvet chairs, and tables elaborately set for long evenings of talking, eating, and drinking.
Am meisten sie sind russische, wie möchten.
Veronique, who works at the restaurant, says the majority of guests are Russians who come because they want a taste of home. And that is delivered not only through the food and the vodka, which she assures me flows, but the atmosphere, the traditional music, and the many samovars and matryoshkas that occupy shelves, tables, and windowsills. Tradition is a word that comes up again and again when speaking with Russians here. And over the years, many have told me they live alongside rather than with Berliners. My probing whys have elicited a range of responses, from casual shrugs to assertions that minority groups tend to stick together, to claims of irreconcilable personality and cultural differences. But I don't buy that. Sandwiched between high-rise blocks of flats on a main traffic artery in the former East is a supermarket that's testament to the second half of Berlin's Russian tale. Within easy reach of the city's other significant community, most members of which settled here after the Cold War, its shelves are stocked with thousands of products imported from the motherland, and its aisles are alive with shoppers of both nationalities. At a snack bar outside, I got chatting to a man who arrived in Berlin more than a decade ago. He studied music here, and married a German woman with whom he has bilingual children. As we stood under the chilly, grey skies, eating pickled onion and drinking kvass, an alcohol-free rye drink, talking about the Russian ability to embrace melancholy, to sing, as he put it, a sad song with joy, I was acutely aware of still never having made it to his home turf, but equally aware of how close I can get, right here, in Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
подружки крыльями белых сандалий кружева, с долгой дороги пыльные. К нежности не приучен, счастьем не избалован, я навсегда прирученный женщиной не целованной. Милая, не моя жена, горечь фатою талою спит, обнимая женщина сына рукой усталою. Ты не узнаешь, милая, как лед небесный тронется, как я томлюсь в бессилии, как я молюсь бессонницы, как холодает на небе, звезды не греют тлением, кто-то другой напоет тебе зимнюю колыбель.
DW